we always say that music tells the viewer how to feel about what they're seeing.
Every time you see a commercial, there's a fierce battle going on for what song gets picked to be played in the background.
Yeah, that's the whole side of the music business called music sync or music synchronization.
It's amazing that anything makes it onto television, honestly. Like, every placement is a miracle.
Sync really is one of the last places where musicians are making pretty good money.
Having your song play in commercial used to be hope.
There will be a first step, a first word, and of course, a first friend's friend.
But then the culture shifted, and now you've got musicians who make music just for sync.
I went full throttle doing sync because I've never got a single penny from just my personal music.
But that is getting harder and harder to do.
Now there's major labels, sync artists, and music libraries all competing for this one place where money still exists. And now you've got AI. Jason?
Yes.
Are you ready to play a game?
I fear this game.
Let's just put what the advertisers are looking for in a song into AI, and we'll see what kind of song AI comes up with. Okay, I'm pressing the play.
Got this power on my
phone. Oh my god.
Wow, like, the company really wanted to do that, what's stopping them?
No one is.
That's why our jobs are important.
That's Katie Jellin, fighting insurmountable odds to get independent musicians paid. She's the Sync Master, and the subject of our latest episode of Music Citizens, dropping Thursday anywhere you get your podcasts.
This latest episode of our Music Citizen series is out now and available in podcast feeds. Or you can also catch the broadcast here on 90.3 tonight at 6:30. This special will air in place of the daily. It's a beautiful 63 degrees with sun here in Nashville. We'll be back with more local news at 4:04.